Test 1, 2. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, and 1. We're back on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for today's showdown between Audubon and Exira. Joining us now is Wheeler's head football coach, Sean Perks. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into this matchup against the Spartans?
You know, we're happy to be 2-0. I think, like every coach out there, there's things to clean up, no doubt about it. But, you know, we're relatively healthy. Obviously, we're off to a 1-0 start in district play. So yeah, there's plenty of positives out there, but obviously there's plenty of things we need to clean up and get better as the year goes along as well.
So what things do you identify about cleaning up? You know, I think every coach strives for perfection, and you kind of also have to do that to keep motivating the guys and try and keep them even keel, right?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing for us is just how we've started. You know, week one at Cam, we started with a punt, and then, which ended up a block punt and then an interception. Last week against Colonesco, we started out with an interception and a punt. So, you know, our opening two drives, the first 2 weeks have not resulted in any points, and they've resulted in 2 turnovers. So we have to be ready to go a little bit quicker. So that's our main area of focus right now offensively. Defensively, I think we played pretty well, but it's just fine-tuning some of those things. We've noticed some plays where the defense, you know, our defense could have been exploited if a team would have seen something. So we're just fine-tuning a little bit there. Special teams, obviously with the punt block, you know, week one, that was an area of focus. Kick coverage, we gave up a big play last week. It got called back for a penalty, luckily. But kick return, punt return, we've been close to cracking a deep one. So there's areas all over the place to clean up.
So Exira switched quarterbacks from week one to week two. How has that changed how you approach the Spartans?
You know, obviously we're going to go with last week's film. You know, we're going to trust that the guys that were out there last week for their victory are going to be in the same spots. But, you know, overall the coaching scheme, you know, their blocking scheme, their formations, their motions, they're going to be pretty much what they run. I mean, that is their base. That's what they run for, you know, their offensive system. So regardless who's playing quarterback, they're going to want to run the ball. They're going to want to use they've got some nice looking athletes. You know, the two Hansons can lead block. They can also run. They can catch. You know, both Brabham and Justin can throw the ball or run the ball. They've got some nice pieces up front. You know, they got healthier last week with Nelson coming back. We know their kids pretty well, and we know they're good athletes, and they've got our full attention.
Know each other pretty well, only separated by a handful of miles. I'm sure the kids know each other pretty well here, right?
Yeah, kids, parents, grandparents, coaches. You know, it's a lot of mutual respect. You know, I got a lot of respect for Drew. You know, in year two, obviously I've been there before. So, you know, after year one, you make a lot of adjustments going into year two. So, you know, there's going to be some things that maybe we haven't seen yet. We've got to be prepared for a little bit of everything as much as we can. But yeah, it's exciting. It's homecoming. It's a rivalry week. But more than anything, it's a chance to get out there on Friday night and get better so that we can get ready for district play. But, you know, we're back into district play next week as well. So we've got to use this week as a way to get better for next week and so on and so forth.
How do you see the matchup up front?
Yeah, they've got some nice looking big bodies, and they've mixed up some looks over the past few years as well. So we'll have to see what they're going to do. You know, there's been some years where they've junked us at times. Other years they've moved some guys around. So, you know, defensively, when they're up front, they've got some nice pieces. You know, the freshman has looked better every week. He's an impressive looking kid for a freshman. You know, offensively, they got Josh Nelson back last week. You know, an impressive looking athlete, 6'5", you know, big body up there. So, you know, they've got some. They look the part in the trenches. We're going to have to be ready to go. You know, last week I think we pretty much dominated up front on both sides of the ball. It's not going to be as easy this week to move guys. They're bigger and they're a little more physical than Colonesco was last week.
So overall, you know, what do you see is the keys in this football game? I mean, what do you have to do try and keep things rolling? Obviously, an impressive win coming off of Colonesco and Cam back to back. I'm sure you just want to keep things even keel and keep the wheels on the track, so to speak.
Yeah, I think defensively, you know, make them convert third downs, make them convert fourth downs. You know, don't allow the explosive plays. Last year we got into a little bit of that with them where they hit a big pass play or two, they hit a big run play or two, we missed a tackle or two. It kind of turned into a shootout last year. So defensively, that's got to be our focus. You know, offensively, we need to score early and often. The last 2 weeks, we haven't scored out of the gate. So that's our goal this week. The first possession, we need to put in the end zone, get comfortable, get rolling, kind of get that momentum going. And special teams, obviously, if we can get a big return and or, you know, eliminate their big returns is going to be big as well. So it'll be a good contest. It'll be a good competition for us. It'll be a fun environment. We're looking forward to it.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show. And best of luck today. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Sean Burks, head coach for Audubon, with us here on KSOM.